This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump met with his national security team at the White House on Sunday to discuss the latest nuclear threats coming from North Korea. Here's correspondent Ben Thomas.
Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said the president wanted all his military options against North Korea laid out for him.
We made clear that we have the ability to defend ourselves and our allies, South Korea and Japan, from any attack, and our commitments among the allies are ironclad. Any threat to the United States or its territories, including Guam, or our allies, will be met with a massive military response, a response both effective and overwhelming.
But Mattis adds the United States is not looking for the total annihilation of North Korea. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Worshippers and relief workers paused from their chores yesterday across South Texas to seek God's favor as the area rebuilds from Hurricane Harvey. Texas Governor Greg Abbott took part in a prayer gathering at the Hyde Park Baptist Church.
In this tragedy, we have seen what happens so often, and that is God working through us. Think of what you have seen. Think of the ways that you've seen Texan helping Texan.
At Houston's George Brown Convention Center, where 12,000 people are living after being forced from their homes by the flooding, many acts of kindness are on display. Jean-Ami Damaris is Director of Domestic Emergencies for nonprofit relief organization Save the Children.
Children come in and offer their stuffed animals to other children. We've seen people come in literally with their piggy banks or with the, they may not have many resources, but they're opening their hearts and they're providing anything they can to help support each.
Meanwhile, we've posted ways you can help Hurricane Harvey victims on the website srnnews.com. More from townhall.com.
Tired of rats and mice living in your home or business rent-free? Then you need to plug in pest-free. Hi, I'm Scott. My father and I have been helping Australians be pest-free since 1995. Since I was knee-high to a grasshopper, it was always my dream to come to America. I could not be more excited than to make plug-in pest-free available here. Plug-in pest-free will rid your home or business of rats, mice, and even aid in the control of cockroaches. Our bestseller, Plug-in Pest-Free Pro, covers up to a whopping 4,000 square feet, and that's fair income. At a one-time cost of only $249 and designed to last for years, Plug-In Pest-Free is your most cost-effective choice in pest protection. Stop wasting good money on those costly, ongoing, toxic chemical treatments. Plug-In Pest-Free today and start driving those pests away at gopestfree.com. Use promo code MICE10 for 10% off and free shipping at gopestfree.com. That's gopestfree.com. Don't spray and regret. Plug-In and forget. Order yours today at gopestfree.com.
Smoke filled the sky and ash rained down across Los Angeles on Sunday from a destructive wildfire. The mayor said it was the largest in the city's history. Los Angeles Fire Chief Ralph Terraza said the La Tuna fire had destroyed three houses and damaged a fourth.
The profile of these lost structures have been there on the end of an isolated road, and we believe that two out of the three had no brush clearance.
In Oregon, crews were rescuing about 140 hikers forced to spend the night in the woods after fire broke out along the popular Columbia River Gorge Trail. Lyft is looking to gain some ground on Uber, hoping to cut into its bigger rival's market share in the wake of Uber's recent management upheavals, allegations, and corporate espionage, and revelations of sexual harassment. Lyft has recruited disillusioned Uber drivers. It's also upgraded its smartphone app and increased its marketing efforts. More on these stories at townhall.com. As Americans celebrate Labor Day, a senior research fellow for labor markets and trade with the Heritage Foundation says there's a lot to be upbeat about. David Kreutzer says the American worker is in good shape right now.
On average, we're better off. And I think there's great reason to be optimistic because the trends are all optimistic. But, you know, the trends are, you know, our lives get better. You know, our working conditions get better.
And Kreutzer spoke with the Salem Radio Network. Well, they're two of a kind working on a full house, it would appear. Kensington Palace said that Prince William and his wife, the Duchess of Cambridge, are now expecting their third child. William and Kate already have a growing family, two children in all so far. Prince George, who is now four, and little Princess Charlotte, 2 years of age, with another one on the way. The financial markets close today for Labor Day. The Dow resumes trading tomorrow at 21,988. More of these stories at townhall.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's in our best interest, ladies and gentlemen, to get this country back on track. And thank you for joining us in that effort, because all hands are required if we're going to make a difference. Enough of this doldrums. I was really excited with the news, as we mentioned, 3% GDP, more jobs are being created. Let's bring in our historian and author. And he is the expert on immigration. I yield to him.
Hello?
Okay. Okay, here we are. We're back. There we go. We got a knot in the cord, and every once in a while it gets in the way, and we sometimes fail to connect. But, you know, Mr. Scott, he's there at Mission Control. He knows how to make this work. Bruce, are you with us now? Can you hear me all right?
I can hear you just fine. How about you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Now I feel so much better now that I can hear your voice, okay? Bruce, you know, congratulations on the new book, by the way. You know, it is outstanding. It has been a long time coming, only because we're always interested in hearing what it is that you have to say as it relates to, you know, to immigration, this broken system that everybody says. I think it's quite interesting. They say it's broken, but they continue to want to do the same thing they're doing. So how does that fix it?
Well, of course, it doesn't fix it, but one has to assume, I assume, that the reason they don't fix it is because they like it the way it is.
Right.
That's pretty pessimistic, I know, but what other conclusion can you reach?
Yeah, there's just not enough pain there, I guess. I mean, especially here recently, you know, this whole issue on sanctuary cities. You've got a federal judge telling Texas, "No, you know, we're kicking that out." You know, so how does that help? You know, the situation anymore, you know, because at the foundation of all this that you and I have discussed on many occasions is the rule of law. You start violating the rule of law, then, you know, the infrastructure of, of your immigration, you know, program just starts to implode on itself.
Well, I think the rule of law is foundational for everything that we have in this country. And I think that one of the things we're seeing with immigration is that the president is doing what he can, mm-hmm. As regards immigration, and that's enforcing the laws.
Mm-hmm.
He's being blocked by all the people who don't want the laws enforced. sanctuary cities you mentioned is certainly a prime example of it. Court cases are springing up all over the country to try to block it, and almost every time they're overcome. So I think that what he's doing in terms of enforcing the law is helping bring us closer to a better position in immigration. Mm-hmm. And you're getting the states involved. Here in Texas, our governor has taken some actions that also have been, he's been taken to court by opposing, but he's taken some actions to cut back on the sanctuary cities in our state.
Mm-hmm. You've got to go head to head with these issues, Bruce. I mean, like you said, they have decided, I say they, you know, the ruling class has decided they like the dysfunction of immigration, and they'll come out and admit that it's broken and all that. But, you know, it's business as usual. I mean, they're just talking points. There's no backup to what they're saying, because, you know, things are going quite well for them just the way it is. But now, you've got the president, introducing RISE and this whole program that they've laid out. I've got some questions on some of the aspects of it, but I want to hear your read on this, Bruce. What do you say?
Well, we're talking about in the full name, the Reforming American Immigration for a Small
I said RISE. I meant RAISE. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, I know. But this has been sponsored by a couple of senators, Tom Cotton and David Perdue.
Right.
And they introduced the same thing or a similar version of the bill early in the year, which promptly was sent to committee and died.
Mm-hmm.
This is a revised version of a little bit, and it gives you a little background to understand what this bill is saying. Everybody should understand that, and we're talking only legal immigration. We're not talking illegal immigration in this conversation. The government issues more than 1 million green cards a year. Most of them go to relatives of citizens. Only 140,000 of them are provided on the basis of job skills.
Mm-hmm.
So what's that? My math is 860,000 of them are going to people who do not have proven job skills.
Mm-hmm.
At least that wasn't the basis for their coming into the country. Over 500,000 of them go to family,
mm-hmm.
on the family preference basis, on which there is no limit at the present time. Absolutely no limit, and that includes not only nuclear family, close family, but that includes uncles, cousins, grandparents, parents, you name it.
So when you say no limit, we're talking about if there's a little bit of blood in that family line, they can welcome to the USA, right? Is that what you're saying?
Essentially, that's right.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Now they have to be relatives,
mm-hmm.
related to a U.S. citizen. But what happens is, go back to 1965 when the current law was passed. The next year, after this provision was made a major part of it, the next year 38,000 family members were given green cards, came into the country. Now it's over 500,000. It's cascading.
Yes.
Because immigrants come in, they become citizens, and then their families can come in, and it's repeated over and over again. This is a huge basic part of the problem of the immigration program. So this bill, the RAISE Act, would put some big brakes on it. It would do some little things that are probably easy to do, limit the status of refugees to 50,000 a year, and that, theoretically, that limit exists now, but there's all kinds of loopholes so that it can be overridden, and is, for refugees and asylum seekers. It would also eliminate the diversity lottery, which is another 50,000, which, everybody that I know of agrees that's ridiculous to have that in place. But the big thing it does is it eliminates the family preference and brings it down to only spouses and minor children of U.S. citizens have this unlimited ability to come to the United States with no further qualifications. So it puts, what it does is it then puts in place a skills-based system.
Exactly. And Bruce, we got to go to break. And this is what I want you to unfold further and why this aspect makes so much sense in terms of a skill-based system. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Our conversation with Bruce Thatcher continues. Stay with us. It's just about 15 after the top of the hour right now.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here.
They are
way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. I am Bill Martinez. Our conversation with Bruce Thatcher continues. Bruce is a historian, author. We have quoted his book on many occasions. It was book two of his series titled Immigration, How to Avoid Its Perils and Make It Work. He has just released another book that is becoming quite endearing. Again, I appreciate Bruce's knowledge of history, his passion for it, his willingness to share it, and he has done this with his third installment called Rise and Decline, which was just completed. Now, it examines the completed life cycles of four nations, and it shows where the United Kingdom and United States are in their cycles. Very fascinating stuff. You know that this country has some fixing to do if it is going to continue to stay at the level and the prominence internationally that we have grown up with. Some are saying that America may be on the decline and may have gone past the tipping point. Bruce, congratulations on the book Rise and Decline. We appreciate all that you're sharing with us in that book, because, you know, when you look back at history, I mean, there's a reason that history is so doggone important, because history does predict what's going to happen in the future, doesn't it?
History has lessons for us. The value of history is exactly that, and the more explicit those lessons can be, I believe, the more likely they'll be remembered and used. And that's what I try to do in these books as we're researching them and bringing them out.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is the value of it. I mean, do we have ears to hear, or are we going to be stubborn and just think, okay, we're going to be different, and somehow we're just so exceptional that we're not going to be like the other empires before us, right?
Somehow we think we're in denial. We think that it'll be different for us, and we don't have to do anything about it.
Well, Rise and Decline, how can they get their hands on this book, Bruce?
You can go to my website, historyspeakstoday.com. You can get it there, and that has links to Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble and all the online places you can get it also.
Well, do so right away. Let me tell you, it will be a blessing for you. You will appreciate the questions that you may have in your own heart and consciousness, about this country and the trajectory we're on. When you've got 6 out of 10 people saying we're on the wrong track, what does that portend? What does that mean? Can we turn the tide here? And this is going to be something that has to be done long term. It's not something that's going to happen in two presidential administrations, is it, Bruce?
Very long term, and you can argue that, well, maybe we can't and maybe we can, but one thing is absolutely sure: if we don't try, we won't.
Exactly.
And so we need to be about fixing the problems that are causing our decline, and we need to be fixing things like the immigration problem, because that's a very basic part of the American experience.
Yeah, and this is the thing that is amazing, how the future and the assets of this country are being sold down the river, so to speak, by the ignoring of clear laws, the cheating on the laws that have taken place. And, things like what the Revised RAISE Act is addressing here. It's bringing to the front all of these aberrations and exceptions that have compromised an effective immigration system. You know, I think everybody's willing to say, yes, the system is broken. Okay, well, what are we doing to fix it, right?
Fixing it is, I think, a very complicated thing, and it's tough. And it goes beyond the short election cycle vision of most of our, of most of our politicians. A number of really difficult things have to be done, and it means, including that both leaders of the House and the Senate and the President all have to get on the same picture. They want to change it. They want to fix it. They want to get into it. And it will not happen with just a handful of senators or a handful of representatives writing an immigration bill and saying, okay, we should do this. RAISE may be a good start for the, for getting into that kind of a program. But if we don't fix, if we haven't resolved all of the big issues that are taking up all of the oxygen in the in this country, things like the Russians, things like the wall, things like tax reform, and go right on down the line. If those things aren't pretty much handled and out of the way, then immigration doesn't have much of a chance to get talked about because it's a very long conversation. Mm-hmm. In 1965, actually in 1964, President Kennedy had wanted to do immigration reform. He, of course, was assassinated, and when Lyndon Johnson became president, he also wanted to do immigration reform for whatever reasons, but he would not, he did not do it in 1964 because he had to get out other things out of the way first.
Mm-hmm.
So it became a 1965 action. These other things were cleared out of the way. If we don't, if the Congress and the establishment, if we call it, keeps raising all of these other side issues, immigration has very little chance of getting really attended to.
Well, the thing that seems to be coming up here, Bruce, is that they've abandoned the idea of what the mission is all about with immigration. What are we trying to do? I mean, if the idea that we is that, you know, when you look back historically, when this country has flourished, it's when it's, you know, immigrants that were coming into the country, the people were contributing. It was kind of that John Kennedy mindset of not relying on the government. It was, you know, what can you do? You know, what is it that you have to offer? And I liken to this, you know, kind of like a franchise a baseball team. If you have an opportunity to get a bunch of cleanup hitters on your team, and you can afford to do it, go make it happen. But you have to have that vision, first of all, to say, you know what, I want a bunch of cleanup hitters. Could you imagine if you're facing, you know, eight, nine cleanup hitters, you know, in the lineup every day? It'd be quite wearing. But we have that opportunity. I mean, we are a magnet. Why can't we choose the kind of people who come in that can support, you know, the structure and the growth and demands of the 21st, 22nd century that are ahead of us to where we can really, I mean, you know, you've got some really sharp people all over the world that are involved, you know, globally in this country anyway, because of the nature of communications today. But why not have them here assimilate in this country and be positive aspects, which has been the case in the past on selective occasions. But I believe that we have the opportunity to kind of understand, you know, that that is our objective and be true to that objective. And maybe some of these other issues will take care of themselves. What do you think?
I think so. We got a couple of hundred million people in the world who would come here if they had the chance.
Mm-hmm.
And we ought to be able to select from those the absolute best to strengthen our country.
Exactly.
And bring them in here. And that's what a focus on the national interest that to be served by immigration would do for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, whether it's, you know, we're going to cut back green cards from a million to, you know, a half million. Well, what happens if we, you know, expand it to, you know, 3 million over, you know, a year or two? But, of course, some politicians, you know, once you give them that, then, you know, there's just not enough rope. They just keep on going. But and they find these exceptions and violate the principle of what we're trying to do. But we really go after these franchise players in the world who want to live here anyway and assimilate. They would love the opportunity to bring their families here. And it's because of what they have to offer, what they can do technologically in advancing this country. I think, hey, as they say, the world is our oyster, but if we're not going to, if we don't like oysters, then we're in trouble here, aren't we?
We are.
just saying. Bruce Thatcher has been with us. Bruce, I always appreciate your insight. Congratulations on the book. Again, check it out. It is linked on our website as well.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you. And you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You think it's easy being him? Bill Martinez live. Who else?
Keep on moving out, keep on moving in, why? Because of the color of the skin.
We are 5 days away from fundamentally transforming the United States of America.
Vote for me and I'll set you free.
I'll make our government open and transparent so that anyone can ensure that our business is the people's business. And as president, I'm going to make it impossible for congressmen or lobbyists to slip pork barrel projects or corporate welfare into laws when no one's looking.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way you like me. Fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Yeah, it is a ball of confusion, isn't it? Can we get it straight? This is what this show is all about. Pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. We bring on the experts like our next guest, Dan Perkins, who is a terrorist analyst, also a political analyst and pundit as well. But you're just writing for everybody these days. Every time I turn around, I'm seeing your byline.
I just started writing 3 weeks ago for Newsmax.
Uh-huh. Excellent. Congratulations.
And about 3 weeks before that, I started writing for Laura Ingraham.
Life Set. Yeah, exactly.
So, whoops.
Well, watch out. Don't get run over. Okay, here we go. We got all kinds of alarms going off. Well, Dan, we're just talking about, you know, what we're seeing, the devastation there in Texas. The Attucks Reservoir, for the first time ever in its history, is overflowing right now. And, you know, they're talking another day or two of increased rain in Houston. Wow, it just, you know, you wonder. I mean, if this doesn't cause you to pray, we should all be praying because they're on the brink
of something catastrophic beyond what we initially thought could even possibly happen there in the Texas area.
It's amazing what's happening there. I mean, you're saying you're hearing couple more days of rain, though?
A couple more days of rain. The Attucks Reservoir is already... it's overflowing now, so now it's an uncontrolled relief there of that you know the Attucks Dam. So you know now it's just flowing over. So it's just flowing into these residences that already they've already got water on the first level, and maybe they decided to go up to the second. But I don't know. I'm not sure how all this survives. It's quite. It's catastrophic, Dan. That's all I can say.
Yeah, we can send money if we have it. If we don't have money, we can pray.
Yeah, well, even still, you can always pray, and if you have money, send it. But the first thing, definitely pray. There's no doubt about it. Now, I've been out of Florida. You know, I've been on an extended travel trip. I'm still in California right now. And, the east of Florida, all is calm for the moment. We know how that can happen, but you got a bunch of rain, so probably some of the bands, from Harvey, got into the west side of Florida, huh?
Oh, we had 18 inches of rain from Thursday night about 10 o'clock. It rained till yesterday morning.
Wow!
Almost constantly, and sometimes torrential downpours. I mean, mm-hmm. 18 inches is a lot of rain. I mean, a year ago, last December, we had 19 inches of rain for the month of December. Here we had 18 inches of rain in 3.5 days.
In 3 days, yeah. And this is what's happening with Harvey is that, for example, I think it was like 50 inches is what Houston takes on in a year, and they got that in hours, it almost seemed.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty crazy. Yeah. Yeah, without a doubt. Well, Dan, I want to talk about, something we've been talking about, and that is that, with all this craziness with Kim Jong-un and, North Korea firing off missiles over Japan, I mean, for the first time, their alert system, they had to put out an alert to their citizens saying, hunker down, a missile has been released from North Korea that is going to go overhead. I mean, they get this warning at 6 o'clock in the morning. What a stark alarm to wake up to.
Well, Bill, yes, you're right. The other thing that's important about this particular launch, which is different than anything else that's done, is that this missile flew over 1,500 miles.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And, in some of the commentary that I wrote after the initial situation, when it looked like things had, like Mr. Kim had backed down, I wrote and I said, "Be careful. This is not an individual who is very stable." Mm-hmm. And while he may look like he's backed off today, I wouldn't be surprised to see him come back and. Lo and behold, he came back with a missile that flew. It was a ballistic missile. It wasn't a nuclear, but flew 1,600 miles.
Mm-hmm.
And that's well within the range of other targets out in the Pacific Ocean, Guam or
yeah. Like well, they were asking about the trajectory. With that trajectory, this was asked of Dr. Sebastian Gorka. With that trajectory that it took, would that lead to Guam?
And his response was?
He avoided the answer.
I understand why he would avoid the answer. I mean, it's a tough question because mm-hmm. one of the things that I wrote about, Bill, is that how do you play this guy? You can tell him that hellfire and brimstone is coming, but I don't think he gives him. I got to figure out how to not say the bad words.
A rip.
But
a rip. He doesn't give a rip. Yes, we do.
Thank you. Thank you for cleaning it up for me. And so, if you look at, I did an analysis, Bill, on what's going on in that country. Right now, their imports are greater than their exports by about a third.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a deficit balance of payments. Their
principal export was coal, which is 34% of its total exports. Principal customer was Russia. Russia reportedly has said they're no longer importing North Korean coal. They import crude oil because they don't have a real source of crude oil on the island. And their largest trading partner, about 90% of everything they export, goes to China. But in reality, Bill, if you take a look at it and you say, okay, forget about the personality, and you just look at the economy, what North Korea imports in a year to China is worth what China ships to the United States in 38 hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there's no economic advantage for China in continuing any kind of a relationship with North Korea. Mm. And actually, the Japanese have a much longer history of North Korea than China. With all those things going on, and I said the piece that I said, and I think is going to may start to get some play again, is that one of the things that we can do that's not on the table that nobody seems to want to talk about, and that is an embargo.
Mm-hmm.
There are five ports in the entire country of North Korea. Only two of those five are deep water ports for cargo ships to get in. So there's two on the East Coast and three on the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Total of five. It wouldn't take a lot of American ships or American, Australian, Japanese, or Russian, or Chinese to enforce an embargo that would just cripple this country.
Well, I think it's a good point, but whatever they got to do, they got to do it quick, Dan. Because like you said, he doesn't give a rip. He doesn't care about his people. He doesn't care about any kind of, again, you got to look at what somebody will do. Look at what they've done. This is a guy that's killed family members. He's killed people in his, in his administration on a whim, because he caught him sleeping or something, during one of his speeches. This guy, you cannot reason with him, and whatever it is that you have to do, you have to do it quick and hard. If it's sanctions, and I agree with you, then I think, it's going to be devastating to the people there, but we've got a lot at risk here.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Why not, America? I am Bill Martinez. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, a conversation with Dan Perkins continues. Just a real quick, just kind of a heads up and advisement here regarding one of our favorite topics, if not our favorite outside of the politics and everything else we talk about. As you may know, I am an ambassador with Dan. Dan is the founder of Songs and Stories for Soldiers. It's a 501c3 nonprofit. We are working and helping vets deal with PTSD, sleep deprivation, and suicide. And I'll tell you, I am proud to be a part of this effort. And Dan, I thank you and your wife and everybody else who's been a part of this effort as we're reaching out to vets and doing something to combat, the 20 to 22 suicides on a daily basis that our our fellow vets are succumbing to. It just breaks breaks my heart. Because it's more than when you have a suicide, it's not just the soldier, it's the family and the ripple effect that goes on. I mean, it touches generations, and this is heartbreaking. And I want to do everything I can on behalf of these men and women who set their own personal ambitions aside for the sake of liberty. And I always feel indebted to them, and I'm so whatever we can do. How can people get involved with Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Dan?
If they go to the website songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us, they can see what we do. There's a donate section. $10 provides a preloaded MP3 player that goes to soldiers. And I'm happy to say to tell you, Bill, we're now in 73 facilities across the country.
Wow, good job.
We've added 20 so far this year. I am very comfortable we'll be at 75 before the end of September. We've distributed 12,600 players, and I'm expecting that we'll probably add another 2,000 to that this year, so we'll be approaching 15,000 players.
Wow,
I do have to tell you a quick story about this, because I was shocked when I heard this. I met a gentleman who's going to become the district president for 44 veteran service organizations in the state of Florida.
Wow.
And it was my first time that I met him, and we were talking about putting together a program with his 44 chapters in Songs and Stories, which would be exciting for us, mm-hmm. and along with the Bay Pines area, which is the fifth largest VA facility in the country. And I said, you know, I was surprised. I was at another service organization. It wasn't veterans. I did a presentation on Songs and Stories. And the president came over to me and he said, in the 25-year history that I've been in this organization, we've never done anything for veterans. And that stops today. And when I told the incoming president, he said, no, I'm not surprised. There are still an amazing number of people in this country who have no idea what our veterans are going through and that they need our help.
Exactly.
And he says, like you, he said, I applaud you for what you're doing. I said, we're just making a small dent in it, but we're trying to help as many as we can. But it's a serious problem. And now that we're committing more troops back to Afghanistan, and who knows where this thing's going to happen with North Korea, mm-hmm. we're going to see a rise in soldiers with post-traumatic stress disorder. And it's the nature of the way we are currently deploying and using our military. But we try every day. We're working on some wonderful things that we hope that will happen that will give us even broader range. We have a supermarket chain that we're talking to that has 23% of the veterans in the entire United States in their footprint.
Oh, wow.
And, and so we're looking for ways to get more corporate sponsors. So if I could put in a commercial, Bill,
yeah.
If you own a corporation or you're a senior officer of a corporation and you're looking for a project for your company to reach out and help veterans and save lives and improve the quality of life of people who've risked their lives for us, go to the website, send me an email, and we'll talk.
Exactly. Well, and for a lot of these companies, Dan, we're starting to come to fiscal year ends for them, and there's
right.
some last-minute donations that they need to in order to deal with some economic issues. And Songs and Stories for Soldiers should be a serious consideration. Put it on
Absolutely.
Your list. Go to the website, songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us. Be in contact with Dan Perkins and be a part of the solution here. Go ahead.
I want to add one other thing for your audience. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Martinez works with us, but he also puts money on the table every month to help our program. So he's committed. When he says he's committed, he's put his money in his heart and his mouth by giving us time on the air to talk about it. And his money helps us save soldiers' lives. And that is a total commitment, and we're very proud to have a relationship with him.
Well, thank you very much, Dan. Appreciate it. Back to what we were talking about, this era of nuclear North Korea, this very unstable situation. You know, we may be down the road, Dan, where the only answer is something military. I agree with you. I think the next step should be a very serious radical embargo. I think that's what this is calling for. You know, a radical response to a radical, radical behavior by this hermit kingdom.
Yeah, the beauty of the embargo bill is that it stops everything from going out and coming in.
Mm-hmm.
So if he gets no fuel, which will be devastating, he's already got rolling blackouts all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't get any fuel. He's not going to get any food imported. It would be more crippling, and by just shutting it down. And I remind your listeners at the embargo that we had around Cuba
mm-hmm.
when we had the Cuban Missile Crisis, where we stopped anything from going in or out of that country, and it eventually got the Cubans to convince the Russians to pull the missiles out of Cuba. But I think an embargo, I am surprised that nobody's talking about it, Bill.
Yeah, I am too. I mean, I think maybe because it was probably something they should have done last year, not right now, but even then, I think that's something, but it's got to be a serious embargo, end of story. I mean, we're going to do a siege on that country and, you know, and move fast and hard. And, like I said, it's time for a radical consideration. You know, Dan, one of the things that you wrote about, which, I think we said on the show as well, is that, where's Ronald Reagan's Star Wars project now when we really need it, right?
Right, right. No, that's a very recent post in the last week or so.
Uh-huh.
And the title of that piece is that the Gipper got it right.
Yes.
We have some of that. We don't have enough of it. And we've tested some of it. It works about 70 to 80% of the time. But again, it's short-sightedness, that other presidents didn't have the vision to see. And we can't be a country that's always reacting to a threat, because we can't build Star Wars in enough time to use it because we need it now.
Right.
But we need more visionaries thinking about military defense and securing America safely. And I think that Mr. Trump is very interested in doing that. But we need somebody to step up to the plate and say, let's get this going.
Right. Well, he's got his hands full right now with building a wall and dealing with some tax reform. Oh yes, and healthcare. But the thing is, we'd have a better shot at it if we didn't have so much resistance and blockage taking place in Congress right now.
Bill, I have written about that very issue, and I'll go out on a limb on the air and make this prediction. If we come through the end of this year and we don't have tax reform, we don't have any construction of the wall, and we've got no replace and repeal of Obamacare, I think it's very possible that Mr. Trump will go to the American people and say, we need a change. Don't elect these people, and he'll name them. And we need a change in leadership in the House and the Senate. We need people who want to get things done, not people who want to stop things from happening.
Right, exactly.
And so we could have a situation where the administration becomes an adversary for a significant number of Republicans and creates turmoil in the Republican Party. Mm-hmm. But I we can't continue this way, Bill.
No, we can't.
It can't happen.
Yeah, we're paying for this, Dan. We're paying for all this incompetence. And, you know, we have a true CEO for the first time in how long coming into this country and trying to right the ship here. And the establishment doesn't like it because they like business as usual. As we said many times, too many people making money based on the incompetence of this government. They don't want the gravy train to end on their side. They'd much rather Main Street America take it on the chin and continue to take it on the chin, because that's what they're supposed to do, right?
Yep. If you have your listeners go to the Daily Caller yesterday, there is a piece that I wrote about the fact that the box office for Hollywood is off.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. I was going to bring that up. Why is it off 70%? I've noticed, and particularly even in the last week, half of what it normally is, but 70%. Right. What's going on?
What's going on is two things. I think a lot of true conservatives that don't like what's coming out of Hollywood, so they're not going, and Hollywood doesn't have the money now to support the Democratic Party. They're $3.5 million in debt. They spent $37 million on four elections and lost all four. And they spent last year in November, they spent an average of $641,000, and this past spring they spent $9.5 million per seat and lost all of them. Democratic Party is not a good investment.
Okay, well, check it out. Dan Perkins has been with us. Dan, thank you so much, as always. Appreciate you coming on the show. Thank you.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that will be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when, and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Are you one of the 70% of America?